simply mean Arif Chaim approached the problem of the Rambam. So just to try to find like a simple way of, viewing his mental thoughts. I mean, his thinking process. I mean, Balmon. The question is from Balmon, because it says Enika Balmon. So the implication is that these are not don't have any chalos kedusha guf, but Balmon does. So Chaim said, let's analyze Balmon itself. Let's analyze Balmum itself. And Balmum, what is Balmum? Balmum is a psula krava, right? But when you analyze Balmum, you find that it just as much is an object that does have a chalos kedush saguf as it is an object that does not have a chalos kedush saguf. Okay? V'ha raya, the raya is from Tmura. That if you magdish the behemah, and then it becomes later balmum, so it's also Tmura. So you see that a balmum is a psul that does have a chalos kedush saguf. So when you look at balmum, you have an anomaly. That on the one hand it has a chalos kedush saguf, on the other hand it does not have a chalos kedush saguf. So everybody's asking Akasha on the Rambam, because the Rambam is saying Veinika Balmum, which implies that Balmum has a chalos kedush saguf, and we say it doesn't. But an analysis of Balmum shows you that it doesn't, but also that it does. So the psul of Balmum lends itself to both. Lends itself to chalos kedush saguf as much as it lends itself to non-chalos kedush saguf. Okay? That's what Reb Chaim saw when he was thrown into Balmum. Okay? Now the question is why? Okay? Now the question is why should that be that way? So his answer is that it's not the psul hakrav of Balmum, because if that were the case, it wouldn't make any difference. But the reason is because Pediyah and Kedushas HaGuf are Tati Desasri. So the Tati Desasri can come into existence later, but you can't initiate a Tati Desasri. You can't say you magdish something which is subject to Pediyah, because that's a Tati Desasri to Kedushas HaGuf. So now you've shown that Balmum essentially is something which does have Kedushas HaGuf. But because of a certain problem, extraneous to the psul of Balmum, psul akrav of Balmum, there is no kedusha zaguf. Okay. So therefore, Reb Chaim says you can resolve the Rambam very simply, because your assumption in the Rambam is that the Rambam is saying that it is not like Balmum. And Balmum has a chalos kedushas aguf. And you're saying it doesn't have a chalos kedushas aguf. But in fact, Balmum lends itself to a chalos kedushas aguf intrinsically. So therefore, the Rambam really is correct in saying Veinika Balmum, because he's referring to the Balmum and the intrinsic halachim Balmum, which is a chalos kedushas aguf. Okay? That's the way he thought about it. Then once he says that, so now all he has to do is he's shown already that Balmum is really an object which is subject to a chalos kedush saguf. So now he just has to show why, when you magdish, it doesn't actually create a kedush saguf. In other words, so that's halacha in being magdish. So you could say, because of the fact that it's a tata sasri in the Shem Kedusha, because you can't have a Shem Kedusha Guf and also a Shem Pedi at the same time. But you could say it's a tata sasri to the Maisa Hegdish itself. So it comes out that the fact that Balmum, it does not become Kedusha Guf is an accidental feature of Balmum. Either it's accidental because of the fact that because of the fact that what? That Hegdish and Pediyah are tied to the Sasri, or else it's accidental because in the Maisa Hegdish, you can't have the concept Balmum. Balmum and Hegdish are tied to the Sasri. So it lacks in the Maisa Magdish. So that's just an accidental feature in Balmum. But essentially, the Psul Balmum lends itself to what? Yiddish Zaguf. So therefore, Chaim says, now the Rambam isn't difficult anymore. Because the Rambam's only difficult because you view the psul of Balmum as one which is inherently not subject to Kedusha Zaguf. So therefore you have the kasha on the Rambam. How can you say Anika Balmum? But in Balmum is Kaddish, Balmum is not Kaddish. But if you learn that the Balmum really intrinsically lends itself to Kedusha Zaguf, the only thing is for accidental reasons it doesn't take place, either because of the problem between Padilla, the contradiction Padilla and Kedusha Zaguf, or because of a different reason, because of the concept that you can't be Magdish, the shame Balmum and the shame Hegdish are tied to the Sasri. So it lacks in the Maisa Magdish. So if that's the case, so that's an accidental feature why there's no Chalos of Kedusha Zaguf. But essentially, I mean, Balmum, the Psul Balmum lends itself to Kedusha Zaguf. So the Rambam's kasha is, why is the Psul of Andreganus and Tumtum and Yotze Dofan and Trefa, why is that Psul Akrova, why is that different than the Psul Akrova Balmum? Balmum is a Psul Akrova also. So that's why he has to answer that it's true, they will be identical. But Yesh Bemino, wherever the Yesh Bemino Bekarbon, so the Chalos Kedusha Zaguf takes place. So that's why the Chalos Kedusha Zaguf takes place by Balmum. But that's what Reb Chaim was doing, basically. What he did was, I mean, I want to get a picture of what he's doing here. Essentially, what he did was, he showed that the term Balmum is misunderstood. Everybody thinks Balmum is a tie to the Sasri to Kedusha Zaguf, intrinsically. But it's not true. Really, Balmum intrinsically is really subject to Kedusha Zaguf. The only thing is an accidental reason why it's not Chal. So when the Rambam's comparing Balmum to Andreganus and to Tumtum and Trefa, so he's comparing them on an essential level. On an essential level, it's a very valid comparison. And the Rambam's saying that the reason why on an essential level they're different is because by Balmum is Yesh Bemino Karban. That's basically the Reb Chaim. Okay? Now, in other words, what Reb Chaim was saying, that Balmum doesn't have a Chalos Kedusha Zaguf, that's an accidental feature. But essentially, it does have a Chalos Kedusha Zaguf. So the Rambam's speaking in essential terms. That's really his answer. In other words, you have to say that when he's being Magdish Balmum, he's saying, I want this to be Kedusha Zaguf, one statement. Another statement is, I want it to be subject to Padilla. So it's two contradictory statements. So it becomes a Kedushas Daman. The other point is, his two approaches to Balmum over. His two approaches to Balmum over. Okay, one approach to Balmum over is that Balmum over, that he brings a raya, that it must be that the reason why the Balmum does not have the reason why Balmum doesn't have Kedusha Zaguf initially is because of the contradiction between Padilla and between Kedusha Zaguf. Why? Because you see by Balmum over that Balmum over is good. So if you're going to say it's the shame Balmum that's the problem. So what's the difference if it's a Balmum over? But if the fact is, if the shame Balmum is mafkia to Kedusha Zaguf, is a tantra sans Kedusha Zaguf, so the Balmum over also wouldn't have a Kedusha Zaguf at the time it has the Mum over. So then what will happen? It will come out that if he's in Magdish, a Balmum over, So it'll be Matish Davish Lobal Olam. So, yeah. So, but then in the second paragraph, he changes and he assumes the other. He says, even if you want to assume not like that. So the question was asked, how do you assume not like that? He seems to hold a clear cut raya in the, when he presents the svara. That it's an ironclad svara. That proves really that the only problem with Baal Mum is because of the problem of Padilla, and not because of the problem of the psul of Baal Mum. Because if the psul of Baal Mum is a tata de sasri to Kedusha Guf, so Baal Mum over would never have Kedusha Guf. Because right now it's not, he can't bring the Mizbeach. So how does he change later and say Lachasman? Okay, that was the question. Why does he assume that as a possibility? It seems in his first presentation he's clear that that's simply impossible. So why should Reb Chaim have to assume impossible svaras? So for that we answer. The question is whether Baal Mum Over is a different Chalos Shem in the is a Chalos Shem. In other words, by Baal Mum Kavua, so the Baal Mum, the Shem Baal Mum is a Shem in the Cheftza. It's not simply a Ma'akev in Akrava. But Baal Mum Over, you could say, since Lachas Man, it's going to be Roy, so it's a different kind of a Baal Mum, different type of Shem Baal Mum. It's simply Shem Baal Mum, which is not in the Cheftza, but it's Ma'akev and Akrava. It's Ma'akev and Akrava. Those are the two ways. Well, you could say it doesn't matter. Once Baal Mum is Baal Mum. So if that's the case, then you proved your case that definitely it's not the Shem Psul Baal Mum, which is a Tata de Sasri to the din of the, to the halos of Kedusha Gof. Okay? You're just going back to the very beginning. I mean, the whole Reb Chaim is based on Arezu Le'ola. Because the Rambam has the same halacha, Arezu Le'ola. So that's not the Rivas halacha. But Le'ola is Tofes Kedushas Aguf, but it could also be translated, if he says Ola, so it can't be Chal, because then it's exclusive, it's not possible. So this Dibur cannot be Makuyim. So then nothing can happen. But if he says Le'ola, so then it could be Kedushas Aguf, or even Kedushas Damim would fit into the Lashon of Le'ola. So, I mean, that's just a pshat in the Rambam. Yes. Harel Mizbeach is the same thing as Harel Lola. Okay. Reb Chaim says, Yisod Kedusha Aguf is that Ein Lo Padia. What he means is that Kedusha is exclusive. So it's an exclusive designation. The moment you have an alternative, it lacks exclusivity. If it lacks exclusivity, so it lacks the whole quality of Kedusha Aguf. That's what Reb Chaim is saying. I mean, but that's his, in the second paragraph where he goes back to the plain shot. I mean, that's the way everybody learns that Kedusha Guf is a designation, but it doesn't have to be exclusive. So it's a Chalos Kedusha Guf, but you could also be part of the Kedusha Guf. So I mean, that's the Chakira really. Is Kedusha Guf have to be exclusive, or no? It's just a Chalos Shem and the behemoth of a designation, but then Pedio. You could use Padilla to redeem the Kedusha Aguf. Or no, it lacks in the very Kedusha Aguf since it's not exclusive. That's the Chakir, really.